Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Today on GabRadioNetwork.com. Simulcast on Facebook Live.
And the Imperials from the Wayback Machine, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. By the way, it's still just you and me. I've got something else I want to talk about. I want to remind you of something you've heard me talk about before, but I have a history of boycotting a sport. In 1994, I'm a baby boomer, and I'm a senior baby boomer. And what that means is, if you're a baby boomer, a senior baby boomer, you probably grew up in a time when baseball was everything. I mean, there was the NFL, there was basketball, NBA, but for most kids playing sandlot sports when I was growing up, it was baseball. We loved baseball. Baseball was everything. And we knew it when it was a game. Well, in 1994, the players and the owners decided that they were going to be so greedy that they would strike. The players struck, and the owners let them. They did it together. 94. The strike lasted into 95, but the one I'm talking about is the 94 part of this. Because for the first time in history, since there were postseason baseball, since there was a postseason baseball series, including through the Great Depression and two World Wars, we didn't have a World Series. Think about that, folks. Owners' greed, owners' and players' greed kept us from having a World Series. And when that happened, I quit watching baseball, a game that I loved. And I'll be honest with you, it's been all these years, I still haven't come back to baseball. I watch a little of it sometimes, the World Series, I watch it, but I do not watch it on a regular basis during the year. I boycotted. I'm just not interested in it anymore. And then, of course, later on, the roid situation, the steroid situation confirmed the fact that baseball was out of control, and they didn't care anything about their customers. Their customers didn't care. They didn't care about them. Now we have the NFL. We have this very dysfunctional sport now. Roger Goodell needs to go. He's a loser. Roger Goodell is a loser of a football commissioner. I don't even know what planet he came up on, but he is not a leader. He's a lily-livered, jelly-backboned, feckless commissioner. I can't stand the job that he's done. And now they've got this. These players are kneeling in defiance and disrespect of the national anthem. What are they protesting, my friends? What is it? Is it Trump? Well, guess what? People, they were doing this before Trump. Are they protesting the country that gives them the freedom to earn millions of dollars to play a stupid game? Is that what they're upset about? Think about that. They're protesting an idea that people died for so that they could do what they're doing. Make millions of dollars. Doing something that they're not worth what they're doing. What they're getting paid, they're not really worth that, but they're getting paid that kind of money. They're stars. They're treated like celebrities, right? And yet they are protesting what we hold as the essence of our country, our national anthem and our flag and the Pledge of Allegiance. Those three things, those of us who are patriots hold this dear. Even if we're mad at the Republicans, even if we're mad at the Democrats, even if we're mad at the president, even if we don't like this or that, we still stand firm for our country. And the national anthem is a symbol of our country. It's not a symbol of the president. It's not a symbol of Congress. It's not a symbol of the police department. It's a symbol of our country, an ideal that billions of people around the world wish they were lucky enough to be able to claim a piece of. Why aren't these players protesting the fact that there are 40,000 people killed every year in car crashes? Why aren't they protesting the fact that 93 people die every day with an opioid addiction? Why aren't they protesting the fact of all the black men who are killed by other black men in the urban cities? Why aren't they protesting the high unemployment rate among urban young people? Those are things to protest. But I don't watch football to see a player who's making too much money give me their political opinion. I don't want their political opinion. I want to watch them play football. Well, guess what, folks? I'm done. Just like with baseball, I'm not going to watch pro football anymore. Full disclosure, I'm not going to say that I won't tune in to see what's going on with the Super Bowl. But I'm not going to give those people a chance to show me their disrespect for this country. I'm not going to let that happen. Did you know that the Ravens and the Jaguars, when they played in London recently, they did the same thing when they played the national anthem in London? They knelt when they played the national anthem of the United States, and they stood for the anthem of Great Britain. Did you know they did that? Football, NFL, Goodell, football players, Jerry Jones, all you guys, I'm done with you. I'm through. Not watching anymore, and I encourage other people.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.